Georgia is feeling some unusual seasonal lows. Just ahead, we talk about why springtime has taken its time getting here and what that means for you. But first, let's go where some people and fruits do not mind the cold. In fact, Georgia's trademark peaches embrace it, or at least if it comes at precisely the right time. Peach season starts in a couple of weeks. Here to talk about this season's crop is Mark Sanchez, CEO of Lane Southern Orchards in Fort Valley, Georgia. He joins us on the line this morning from the orchard. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Generally speaking, what kind of weather do peaches like?
Well, generally speaking, peaches like a cold winter. You know, peaches need a certain amount of cold temperatures throughout the winter. We call them cold hours. That's defined as temperatures below 45 degrees during the months between the middle of October to the middle of February. Most of our peaches need 650 to 850 cold hours during that time.
Right. And did they get them this year?
We did. We did. We actually got our cold hours earlier this year, as opposed to last year, which was a very, very warm winter, if you recall.
Sure.
So we got enough hours this year.
And but then once you've had your cold hours and then the trees start to bloom, then cold can be a real problem, right?
That's true. That's true. If you recall, we had a lot of cold earlier in the winter. By February, we had enough cold hours, and then February was a very warm month for us. So the trees bloomed a few weeks early, and then we had a cooler period in March, which caused us some stress.
Yeah, because if they freeze, no peaches. So, big question, how are this year's peaches looking?
We're in pretty good shape, Adam. We had a good early bloom. We did have some cold in March. We did see a little bit of damage to the peaches that were developing. But that's not unusual in the peach business. Something like that happens just about every year. So we're optimistic. We'll start in the middle of May, ramp up to pretty good volume by middle of June.
Again, compare it to last year. Last year was a terrible year for peach growers in Georgia, right?
Last year was awful. We did not have enough cold, and so the trees didn't bloom properly. When they did bloom, then we had a freeze event in March, and that hurt us as well. So last year was a year we really would like to forget. This year is going to be much better.
What happens? I always wonder we hear about bad times for farmers with regard to one crop or another. How does it really affect you when you have a crop fail in a bad weather year? I mean, y'all have crop insurance, right?
We have crop insurance, and that helps quite a bit. It helps you get a lot of your production costs back. We also diversify. We have, in our company, we also grow pecans, and we also have a pretty substantial retail business. So we try to have enough alternatives that if we have an issue with one crop, then the other sides of the business help out.
With the climate in general warming, is it getting harder to grow peaches in Georgia? I mean, other states like California produce more peaches a year than Georgia, yet Georgia retains its mantle of the peach state. Is that mantle purely ceremonial at this point?
No, I don't think so. Georgia's the peach state. Maybe we don't grow the same volume of peaches that California does, but we feel like the peaches grown in Georgia are the best you'll find in the world. So, the quality is superior to any other product out there.
All right. Well, last question. Down there at Lane Southern Orchards in Fort Valley, what do you do with your peaches? Eat them out of hand?
We do. Yeah, all our peaches are grown for the fresh market. We don't process any peaches. So everything that we grow is picked today, packed tomorrow, and is in the grocery store within 48 hours of the time it leaves the tree.
If you were to cook them, or at least cut them and present them alongside some other food product, what would you do?
Best way to cook peaches is to put them in an old-fashioned southern peach cobbler. That's
right.
You can't beat that. Put a little vanilla ice cream on top of it. That's the best thing you can eat.
Nice. That's Mark Sanchez, CEO of Lane Southern Orchards in Fort Valley, Georgia, letting us know that this year's peach crop is looking a whole lot better than last year's, which was really, really wrecked by that warm winter that we had. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Adam.